Am I addicted to information? Am I addicted to just watching, you know, TV or watching, even if it's motivational stuff? Am I addicted to motivation? Because yes, motivation is an addiction. Welcome to the God, Money, and Sex podcast. My name is Raul Velazquez, and I'm your host. Today, we're missing my co-host, Vivian Velazquez, my wife. She's actually on a retreat. She's going to be joining us tonight. But I still wanted to come and bring you some fire. I still wanted to give you some content that is relevant to your life right now. So if you're watching us from Facebook Live, please comment below. Let me know where are you watching us from. Make sure that you engage with this conversation. If you're listening to iTunes, please, if you receive value after this podcast, leave us a comment, leave us a preview, give us some insights of what you're enjoying and what you like about this podcast. So today's podcast, we're going to be talking about hacks of mindset for 2018. Like, I get tons of messages from people telling me, Raul, like, if I just had your energy, if I just had your mindset, I know my life would be great. I know my life would be awesome. I know my business could be great. But here's the reality. I just don't wake up every single day with a fire. I just didn't have the edge that I'm talking about every single day, just from one day to the next. This has been like 10 years in the making, every single day conditioning myself to get to that state of having or living in the edge. And every single day is a fucking battle. Every single day is a battle. I tell my clients all the time, we are in the middle of a battle. And if you have this mindset that one day you're going to get to this, or one day once you have all this illusion of being perfect, then you're going to be chasing, it's like a dog chasing his tail. So we're going to get deep in the next, you know, in the next couple of minutes into how I was able to hack those systems to get the mindset. So some of you guys know that I have, you know, experiences and I have events, but even if you don't come to my event, even if you don't come to the next level experience, I still want you to receive these hacks. I still want you to access this information because I think it's relevant and it's valuable for every single person to have, not just for men and not just for businessmen. All right. So let's engage for some people that are watching this here. We got David Rocks, we have Marlo, we have Martha, Jorge, Juan, Joe. Thank you very much for joining. Make sure you like and share. Make sure you're accessing all our social media platforms. Watch previous episodes of the podcast in our YouTube channel. We have, I don't know how many we have already, but we are launching it in an aggressive way. We want to make sure that we give you value every single time that we get together. All right, so let's talk about hacks for 2018. So the number one thing that I think that every entrepreneur does, especially towards the end of the year, is we start analyzing how far we've come. We start analyzing the things that we did do and we didn't do. And the mistake that we make is that we don't focus on the progress. Like, we have a list of the things that we didn't accomplish this year, a list of things that we could have done better. Well, we don't focus on the progress. I think you can build momentum into your life unless you have something to build upon. It's like, if you don't have a foundation, an idea, if you don't have a solid ground, you can't break ground. So the first thing you have to do is, if you want to hack your mind and you want to be able to access that mindset, is find something that you actually created progress on. You know, and anybody that lives here in this country could find something that they did good this year. If you can't find something that you did good this year, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know, like, what to help you on, because if, like, just the fact that you live in here in this country, just the fact you have access to this phone and have access to social media, just the fact that you're listening to my voice, that alone right now is something for you to say, fuck, I'm doing better than like 97% of the population in the world. We have people starving in different continents. We have people that don't have any water. Like, appreciating the progress that you made. That's the number one thing. Nothing is built without appreciation. Nothing is built unless you have this belief of making progress. The second thing I will tell you right now is, watch what you're consuming. Watch what you're consuming, because a lot of people are consuming so much information and we get information paralysis. We're reading tons of books and we're reading tons of information. Right now, in the information technology that we have access to so many podcasts. I myself have access to so many information, so many podcasts, but I'm being mindful of what am I consuming just for the sake of consuming information. Am I addicted to information? Am I addicted to just watching, you know, TV or watching, even if it's motivational stuff? Am I addicted to motivation? Because yes, motivation is an addiction. Like, I was addicted to motivation. I used to go from seminar to seminar, going to this and going to that, because I was looking for that fire. I was looking for that feeling of feeling like I could do something. But at the end of the day, it gets fucking tiring. It gets tiring when you just consume information without implementing the information. So again, the first thing is, you know, it's create progress. Look for something that you could find progress on. The second thing is, be mindful of the information that you consume. And the third thing is, start implementing the information that you're consuming. Start looking at, is what I'm reading, is it what I'm consuming relevant to what I'm doing right now, or is it distracting me from actually getting shit done? Is like watching this guy's video, watching this guy's podcast, or listening to this podcast, is it taking me away from getting the shit done, or is helping me become more productive? And one of the things that I'm gonna give you, one insight, is read this book, Stealing Fire. Stealing Fire talks about accessing the flow state, accessing the state of flow. And I read this twice already, and I downloaded the audiobook. If you don't have this book, that is one of the main books that I teach on, is how to access that fire, how to access that flow state in a predictable way. And it takes us to number three. The number three is, have a ritual. Have a ritual that you could actually have this predictable flow state. And some of you guys have a ritual, but that ritual is not serving you. Some of you guys have a ritual of just watching TV or drinking or doing all this shit. And I used to have that ritual too. But once I started studying that, like, successful people have rituals, successful people have systems, successful people have things that they do predictable to get predictable results. So start consuming information, but then at the same time, implement that information and create a ritual. Create a ritual. The fourth thing is, stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop comparing yourself to other people. I know in business and in relationships, and especially in social media, like, it's so easy for us to compare ourselves to other people and try to look at other people and say, fuck, man, that person or this guy or this person is doing this. At the end of the day, the only person who you should be competing against, it is you. The only person that is going to be able to hack that mindset is you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You're the only one who's going to do it. So it doesn't serve you to compare yourself, to look at other people or consume, you know, other content from people who you think that they're doing better than you, who you think that you're not living up to. Like, people should honor your work, and you should honor the work for others. Never let the comparison game fuck with your mind. Because that's the fastest way to what we call the drift. So again, takes me to the second book that I'm going to recommend that you pick up for 2018 is Outwitting the Devil. Outwitting the Devil. Outwitting the Devil is the book that talks about the drift. The drift that men go through in the daily basis. The drift that we go through when we start comparing ourselves, when we start like looking at what other people are doing, when we start consuming information, when we start having addictions, you know, instead of taking the work, instead of doing the work. The drift is what's killing every single man out there from, and preventing them from doing the work, and preventing them from living their purpose, preventing them from living their passion, is because they're drifting through life as opposed to living life. So 2018 is gonna come here before you know it. 2018 is gonna be here before you even know it. So in your mind, I want you to understand one thing. If you're not doing something right now to prepare yourself for 2018, thank you. It's gonna come before you know it, and it's gonna catch you. It's gonna catch you on a place of uncertainty and a place that you're not prepared to deal with. And most people, that's how they operate in life. They operate like, once I have the challenge, then I'm gonna deal with it. Once I have this, then I'm gonna deal with it. Once it comes, I deal with it when it comes. No. If you wanna have a successful business, if you wanna have a successful marriage, if you wanna have a successful connection with God, you need to prepare yourself now. So number one thing is, you know, stop taking on information that doesn't serve you. Create a plan to make sure you execute. You know, make sure that you have a ritual to execute and get into the flow state. And the third book that I'm going to recommend is The Way of the Superior Man. The Way of the Superior Man. Those three books change every single thing about the way that you think. I mean, this is the books that I recommend to my guys who come to my events. This is the books that I recommend to all my clients. The Way of the Superior Man, Outwitting the Devil, and Stealing Fire. Those are the three books that are a must for you in 2018. If you want to hack your mindset, you have to be able to access that state of flow been able to access that certainty that doesn't come from just, you know, waking up every morning. You have to work for it. Like every time that I get in front of a camera, every time that I do an event, every time that I speak to people, I have to make sure that I access that flow state, because if I don't access that flow state, I'm fucked. If I get into my head, I know I'm dead. So every single time that you have uncertainty in your life, it comes from not being prepared. It comes from not having those beliefs and the mindset that's going to take you to a whole different level. So I give you a whole rant right now about, you know, mindset hacks, some information about books that you could read. So, you know, part of hacking the mind, and I want you to understand, you know, one of the things that I've learned, especially from Stealing Fire, and that book talks about how the mind is a living organism that continues to expand based on your thoughts and your beliefs. And I did a training last week on my guys about this, that every single thought that we have doesn't automatically become a belief. That we have to be mindful that every single thought that we have, and it could be an overwhelming thought, it could be a bad thought, it could be those kind of thoughts that just lurk in the back of your mind, but every single thought doesn't have to become a belief. It becomes a belief when that thought generates energy in your body. Like, for example, right before this call, I had a conversation with one of my sales guys, and he was telling me about, you know, some things that he wasn't agreeing with me. And I had the choice at that point for that conversation to trigger me or to let it go, because those thoughts already started coming in. So like, what is he talking about? I'm the boss here. I'm telling him what to do. I'm the leader of this organization. Now this guy is telling me that he wants to do something. Then again, those thoughts, you know, come through our mind as leaders, and we have to learn not to give him a charge, not to focus on energy. So in a way for you to hack your mind is be mindful and start looking at what thoughts are you feeding energy to? What are the thoughts you're feeding energy to? Maybe the thoughts of like, shit, you're not doing the things that you're supposed to do. And you're not stepping up into your game. You're not working on your business. You're not working on your marriage. You're not working on your body. And just feeding those thoughts is going to give you more of that experience. How do you break that pattern is to actually be present to those thoughts and create a new thought. Create a new thought. Okay, right now, maybe I'm not working on my business, but do I have the capacity? What is the truth? What is the truth? Because your mind is constantly reacting to your experience. Your mind is constantly catching, you know, your mind is linked to the survival part of your brain. So the survival part of your brain only wants you to survive. Of course you're going to have those thoughts. Of course your mind is going to tell you the things that you cannot do. Understand this, we're not wired to succeed. Why do you think that the success ratio of an entrepreneur or a success ratio on marriage is so low? It's because we are not wired to succeed. We are wired to survive. We are wired to survive. You and I have been created. Our monkey brain, our mind, our subconscious mind is constantly looking for the survival mode. And it's constantly feeding us, you know, chemicals of fear, feeding us chemicals of not being enough, feeding of chemicals of comparison. You know, breaking that pattern is an art. Breaking those patterns and awareness is an art. So when you start looking at the books that I recommended, especially Outwitting the Devil, like that is an art of breaking that hypnosis, that hypnotic rhythm that some of us go through in the daily basis, and we feel like, shit, where did they go? They didn't accomplish anything. Where did they go? It's because we are hypnotized by the reactive mode that we live on. So the way the Spirit Man talks about how the man, like we start, you know, as men, we start losing certainty when we start believing in our minds and not realizing that we could program our minds. And that's the reason that our polarity with our wives is no longer there, because the fact is that we are reacting. We're reacting. We're becoming the survival. We are surviving. And our women don't want us to survive. Our women want us to thrive. They want us to be kings. They want us to bring home the buffalo. They want us to execute. But then we start thinking in the back of our brains that we are surviving. So there's not enough time. There's not enough money. There's not enough sex. And we live in constant place of scarcity. So in 2018, what is it that you want for your year? Are you tired of living in scarcity? Are you tired of living in just enough? Are you tired of just living, you know, with this feeling of wanting to have the motivation of striving? Like, break that fucking pattern. break the fucking pattern. Like, really commit yourself to understand your mind, to study your behavior, to study why you do the shit that you do. And by reading the books that I'm recommending, you're going to start learning a little bit more and more. And you're going to get more deeper into the study of how your brain, how your mind operates. Because we all want the shortcuts. We all want the magic pill. But here's the reality. There is no magic pill. 2018 is going to be here whether you work on it today or you don't work on it today. Time is going to come regardless. It's what you do with your time that matters. Are you committed to study your mind? Are you committed to become a master in your craft? Are you committed to bring value to the marketplace? Are you committed to show up every single day? Because even if nobody watches you, even if nobody is listening, you showing up to the gym, you showing up to your business, you showing up with your wife, eventually the compound effect is what matters. The compound effect is what people get paid. Like, next week, we're going to have one of the biggest events here in the Next Level Experience. High-level players coming here, flying from all over the country to come and learn how to have the edge, how to access the flow state, how to live in a way that most men don't live. But see, I didn't get to this place, be able to charge what I charge for people to come to this experience from one to the next. I had to pay the price and constantly hack into my subconscious mind and break through that feeling of not being able to do it, of not having enough, of not being enough, of having those beliefs that stops a lot of you. And I have those beliefs too. I mean, if my wife was here, she will tell you, like, you know, the days that I wake up, I'm like, man, I'm going through this. And my wife will tell you that most of the time I have to reprogram my mind in order for me to operate at the capacity that I operate every single day. And when I don't do it, my wife will call me out on that shit. She was like, Raul, did you do your ritual? Did you get your, like, make sure you meditate. Because your mind, again, is not wired for you to succeed. It's wired for survival. And if you want to conquer 2018, if you want to get that mindset that becomes unstoppable, it's not going to happen just by reading. It's not going to happen by just consuming information. It's going to happen by you realizing that there is a code for your subconscious mind. That there's a code for your behavior. That there's a code for why you do what you do. One of the things that I teach my guys is stop being reacting. Stop being reactive. Every time I'm reactive, I react out of fear. I react out of emotion. I react out of scarcity. But when you start looking at what can I create, it changes the game. Can you commit for 2018 to create that unstoppable mindset? Can you commit for 2018 to create those beliefs? Can you commit to 2018 to create the business, the marriage, the body that you're looking for? Because the only thing that's stopping you right now, if you're listening to this podcast, you listen to this video, the only thing that's stopping you is not information. There's tons of people that are willing to give information for free. There's tons of people here that will give you information for free. But the only thing that's stopping you is your beliefs about why that shit won't work for you. Why that shit won't work for you. So comment below if you're committed for 2018 to make 2018 the best year of your life. I'll be able to bring you more of this type of content in the weekly basis, be able to serve it, because I get all these emails all the time. Raul, if I just had your mindset, if I just had your motivation, if I just had your energy, my life would be so different. But I'll tell you right now, this shit doesn't happen unless it's by design. I don't get up every single day feeling this way. It's the opposite. I get up every single day and 90% of my thoughts are the thoughts that I want to burn shit to the ground. The thoughts that said, Raul, who are you kidding? Like, you can't be in front of the camera. Who are you kidding? Nobody wants to listen to you. Who are you kidding? You can't do this shit. The art comes from, can you break those patterns? And I do it in the daily basis. And that's what I teach these guys, how to break those patterns on a daily basis. Understand this, the mindset of the successful entrepreneur is nobody's born with that. We have to create it. There's not an entrepreneur right now that's successful that says, well, I was born with this gift, unless you're an artist. And maybe even that you could probably, you know, get to that. But the mind of the entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, you have to create that shit. You have to be committed to create that. If you want a marriage that lasts, you have to be committed to show up every single day. If you want a healthy body, you have to be committed to make sure you work in your body every single day. If you want to have a connection with God, you have to be committed to work on it. Nothing happens unless you create energy around it. Nothing happens unless you commit it. If you're just intaking information, I've given you 3 books for you to just make those 3 books. Make a commitment for those the next 12 months for you to eat and breathe those 3 books. If you only take those 3 books and you make those 3 books a Bible for the next 12 months, your mindset will be light years ahead of what it is right now. I want to shout out to the guys who commented here. Dallas, Andrews, thank you very much. Christian, Nathan, thank you. Carla Sandovan, yes, I wouldn't, the devil is great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Again, guys, what you give life, life will give you back. And I know, like, we just, I started coaching a guy who's, you know, was a high-level player, and he goes like, Raul, you know, I don't comment on Facebook, or I don't do this, I'm not in social media. And I said, why not? He said, well, I don't want people to know what I do. I said, understand this, life will only give you what you give life. If you're not willing to comment on people's stuff, if you're not willing to share some people's stuff, like, that just means that you're living out of fear. The fear that there is not enough. Man, there is over, I think, 7 billion people right now in the world. Like 7 billion people waiting to hear your message, waiting for you to speak up, waiting for you to show up. I get people all the time, Raul, like, I want to change the world. I want to impact the world. I want to do what you do, Raul. I want to be able to speak like you do. Like, if you cannot speak up for your family, if you cannot speak up in your household, if you cannot lead your household, how the fuck are you going to lead a movement? How the fuck are you going to lead men or women? Like, you know, when people look at what I do, like, my business card is not my business. My business card is not my bank account. My business is not my cars or my houses. My business card and why I'm able to do what I do is look at my kids and look at my wife. Have a conversation with them and they will tell you how I show up every day. They are my coaches. They are my accountability. They are the reason I show up every day. They are the reason why I do this podcast, because I want them to know 10, 20, 30 years from now, shit, my dad used to be that crazy guy that would get in the camera when there was a couple hundred people watching and he would speak his truth about what he believed in. And yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing it for you to get value, but understand this, my certainty and my fire doesn't come from you watching. My certainty and my fire doesn't come from you consuming my information. My certainty and my fire comes from those around me in the daily basis that know who I am. And every single day, my job is to condition my mind to be able to become that person that they believe that I could be. Every single day, I kiss my kids goodnight every single day. I kiss my wife goodnight. And I pray that tomorrow I could become a better version of myself. And if it wasn't for God that has worked in my life, I truly wouldn't know where I'd be. If it wasn't for God that gave me, you know, this the voice to speak up and gave me the power at least for me to stand up when I couldn't stand on my own, I don't know where I would be. So unless you're giving grace and you're giving thanks to people for where you are and honoring other people that come before you and honoring where you are right now, 2018 is going to be just the same shit, just a different year. Start working on your mindset today. Start working on what have you accomplished that you could be proud of today. Start taking in information that you could apply today. Start creating the daily rituals that could give you the system that's predictable today. Start becoming a leader for the people that are immediately impacted by you today. Don't wait for 2018. Don't wait for the next big thing to come out. Life is too fucking short for you to wait. If you want to go to the next level, start today, not tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for engaging with me. I love every single one of you. And again, go to YouTube, go to my Facebook page, engage with us. And every single time that I do this podcast, every single time that I put myself out there, the one intention that I have is that one thing that I will say will spark that fire inside of you. My intention is that at least one thing that I will say will give you that edge that you're looking for. Whether we meet or not is irrelevant. The fact is that you and I already know each other because you're listening to my voice and you're watching this video, and we're connected in a whole different way. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Until next time, learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.